Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. More than 25,000 people in Florida have died from COVID-19 during the pandemic. Florida added more than 160 deaths today and more than 12,800 new positive coronavirus cases. That brings the Florida cumulative total to more than 1.6 million cases. There's a new coronavirus vaccination site in Hillsborough County. It's at the University Mall on East Fowler Avenue in Tampa. It's open 7 days a week to people 65 years of age and older and frontline healthcare workers. A reservation is required. You can make one by calling 1-866-200-3896. The site will distribute 1,600 doses a day of the Pfizer vaccine. Our website, WMNF.org, has more vaccination and testing information for all counties. President Biden is putting into play his national COVID-19 strategy to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks. It also includes a requirement that Americans mask up for travel. He signed 10 virus-related executive orders today, with the nation deep in the deadliest wave of the pandemic and facing worrisome new mutations. Biden has vowed to take more aggressive measures than his predecessor to contain the virus, but he faces steep obstacles, including uncertainty over whether congressional Republicans will help pass his $1.9 trillion coronavirus package. The U.S. Department of Interior named a longtime Everglades advocate to a top position yesterday. Jenny Stiletovich reports that Shannon Estinov will be the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
Estinov most recently worked with the Everglades Foundation. Before that, she oversaw Everglades restoration work with the Interior Department in the Obama administration. She also served on the South Florida Water Management District Governing Board from 2007 to 2010 and worked on Everglades restoration for the World Wildlife Fund.
So I've literally been doing this, I can't do the math, but since 1997. So I feel like I've worn pretty much every hat.
I spoke to Estinos late last year about her years working on Everglades restoration.
If you're in the business of trying to save the Everglades, it's a long game. You do not get discouraged by bumps in the road or by resistance in the process. You just keep plowing forward because what I've experienced is that we make progress. We do.
In her new position, Estinos will help manage natural resources and help with policy and planning. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
A familiar name in Florida politics will join the University of South Florida's Board of Trustees. Will Weatherford, the former House Speaker, was named this week by Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's the weather tonight: partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
The ransacking and terrorizing of Congress by violent Trumpeteers is an outrage, right? Even Republican congressional leaders have rushed to assail the mob invasion, calling it a desecration of America's democratic ideals. For example, the GOP's Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, denounced the invading outsiders as thugs, lecturing that self-government, quote, requires a shared commitment to truth and shared respect for the ground rules of our system. But wait, what about the insider mob? The lawmakers who routinely run roughshod over our ideals of equality and justice? So many of the pious members who are now so prissily crying out for decorum and respect for the process openly solicit special interest cash to do favors for the donors, while ignoring the basic needs of workaday people they supposedly represent. Excuse me, Mitch, but for the past 4 years, weren't you Trump's most destructive Machiavellian monkey wrencher in Congress? Yes, you were, relentlessly stomping on truth and rigging legislative ground rules to ram his plutocratic, autocratic agenda into law. You even stoked his depraved narcissism. For weeks after it was clear that Joe Biden had won the presidency, you cynically fed Trump's fantasy that he had won, helping spread a furious disunity across America. The mob that you deplore for rampaging into your inner sanctum of power and privilege is of your own making. They're your angry political chickens coming home to roost. It's a scream and a disgrace to see not only McConnell, but also self-aggrandizing icks like Ted Cruz now posing as righteous statesmen. Cruz unctuously proclaimed, "We must come together and put this anger and division behind us." This is Jim Hightower saying, so let's also shine the light of justice on the mob of insider elites who so selfishly continue desecrating American democracy. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.